You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia, Simon Fraser University Campus Radio, streaming on the internet at www.cjsf.ca.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think...
Hey there, and welcome to another new episode of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. We are a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you 2 full hours of phenomenal, fabulous, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. Consider this your 2-hour mixtape where we celebrate and amplify voices that deserve to be heard. Well, friends, I cannot believe that I am saying this. This is the last quote-unquote normal episode of Girly So Groovy for 2024. What I mean by that is we are going to do away with regular programming. Next week, I bring you my absolute favorite episode of the entire year, of the 52 weeks that we're on the air. Next week is my favorite show. That will be our honorable mentions and top 10 Girly So Grooviest album list for 2024, the 10 best albums of the year. And then 2 weeks from now is going to be our annual holiday extravaganza. Admittedly, both shows completely not planned yet, and I'm getting stressed, but that's the music nerd in me that loves stressing over those kind of things. So, like I say, this episode being the last normal, and I use that loosely, a show for the year, is going to feature so much music crammed into 2 hours. The first hour alone is taking a look at, over the 2 hours, I am trying to cram in as many new albums as I can that I've not even featured yet here on the show before we completely wrap the year up. This first hour is looking at some of the fabulous folk music that has come out in the last couple of weeks and that have yet to be featured here on the program. So meaning that I've got new music on the way from Haley Hendricks and Laura Marling, plus classic favorites from PJ Harvey, Fiona Apple, music on the way from Joanna Sternberg, 10,000 Maniacs, Feist, again, fabulous folk, all within this first hour. Second hour is going to bring you an indie dance and indie rock party. So it's kind of like a cool start, and we're going to just keep that party going right through the 2 hours. Speaking of fabulous folk, one musician making her Girly So Groovy radio debut is British singer-songwriter Ella Raphael, who's known for gentle, forlorn songs just dripping in influences like French pop and 1950s jazz standards. Ella Raphael's debut album, Mad Sometimes, is sweet yet wistful and haunting. So let's give her a Girly So Groovy radio debut. It is Ella Raphael here on Girly So Groovy.
Where all this came from. If I were a bell, bell I go ding dong, ding dong, ding, ding dong, ding.
Trying to conjure up cabaret vibes here on Girly So Groovy. It's music from acclaimed Toronto singer-songwriter Feist. From her sophomore album Let It Die, we heard the song One Evening. In the middle, it is a trailblazing singer, pianist, and songwriter, Blossom Dearie, known for her ethereal vocals and probably one of the greatest cabaret singers of the 1950s. We heard the song If I Were a Bell from Blossom Dearie. That comes from her 1958 album, Once Upon a Summertime. And then starting the entire 2 hours off here on Girly So Groovy, an artist making her Girly So Groovy radio debut, British singer-songwriter Ella Raphael. Her debut album is Mad Sometimes. We heard the song Tangled Love. If you're a fan of acts like Valerie June, Karen Dalton, Maddie Diaz, Blossom Dearie, Feist, Haley Hendricks, you will thoroughly enjoy the magical music that Ella Raphael makes, or Raphael? Ella Raphael. Okay, so I mentioned next week we are going to be doing our top 10 girly so grooviest episode, my favorite show of the year. It's where we count down the 10 best albums of 2024 plus spotlighting honorable mentions. Well, I thought, what a great way to wrap up this year before heading into that top 10 countdown by featuring the musician that found their way to the number one spot, the best album of 2023. If you're a loyal listener, you may remember who that was. If you are not or new to the program, let me reveal who it was. Last year, at the end of the year, we gave acoustic folk singer-songwriter Joanna Sternberg the top spot for her album that was just a gorgeous album last year. So with, consider this the passing of the crown, one more listen to Joanna Sternberg, although I can guarantee you we'll be featuring her here in many future episodes. But looking back on her reign from last year before we crown a new winner next week, here's Joanna Sternberg right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Did you expect me to clean?
Celebrating voices that need to be heard. This is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. Music right there from the alternative rock band 10,000 Maniacs, a band starting out in the early 1980s who fused jangle pop with folk rock, a band that launched the career of vocalist Natalie Merchant. 10,000 Maniacs with the song How You've Grown. That's from the band's 1992 fifth album, Our Time in Eden. In the middle, it is brand new music. It was over 6 years ago that Oregon indie folk artist Haley Hendericks made a name for herself with her debut album, I Need to Start a Garden. As her debut album, it introduced us to her incredible finger picking and introspective lyrics. Well, finally, 6 years later, Haley Hendrix returns with her sophomore follow-up, Seed of a Seed. The 6 years demonstrates a slight maturity in sound, but Haley Hendrix fortunately does not mess too much with the folk formula that seems to work for her. We heard the title track, Seed of a Seed, from Haley Hendrix and the new album. And then starting that set off, like I said, it is music from Joanna Sternberg, New York City singer-songwriter who delivers her own freaky, quirky, wonderfully weird brand of folk music. And because of that, last year in 2023, Joanna Sternberg found herself crowned the winner of the Top 10 Girly So Grooviest Albums of the Year. Coming in at number one last year, her album I've Got Me was worth the number one spot. This time we heard the song Stockholm Syndrome. Again, just a reminder, next week we will be counting down the top 10 albums for 2024, as well as a full hour of honorable mentions. If you are ever curious to know about any programming that we do here on the show, know that we're on social media. Let us remind you through social media about all the great things going on. We're on Facebook. You can find us at Girly So Groovy. That's simply Girly and Groovy, ending in an IE. We're also on Instagram. Even easier there, GSG Radio for Instagram. Every week I'm posting the playlists in print, as well as links to bands and musicians featured, reminders about any special programming that we do here. Or also, you can message me any requests that you have. I would love to hear from you. You've got less than a week to chime in yourself. Who are your girly, so grooviest albums for the year? Which albums really caught your ear? Maybe your suggestions could find their way into the top 10 list or honorable mentions next week. Lots more music to get to. We're going to continue this folky vibe here on Girly So Groovy into the next half hour. I've got music coming up from Fiona Apple, new music from Laura Marlene, and new music from Tess Parks. But up next, it is a trailblazing alternative artist, PJ Harvey. I had the opportunity to see PJ Harvey live back in September. It was a fantastic mix of music from the new album, plus music from her back catalog. This next song still sticks with me, and I think it does because it is a softer, gentler side to PJ Harvey that you don't always get, but I think when she does it, it's just a beautiful gift. PJ Harvey, right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Oh, love, you were the sickly child, and how the wind knocked you down.